Proclamation number 8531 of 16th of June, 1963. Man must be given knowledge through vineyard work. Extensive knowledge is supplied to you, which you are to pass on, so that the night of the Spirit is broken through and a light shines into it, which enlightens the way to me. As long as you men are completely ignorant, your thoughts will always only occupy yourselves with worldly things, and only when the connections are explained to you, in which relationship you yourselves stand to me, your God and Creator, when a truthful knowledge is made accessible to you about Creator and creation and yourselves as creatures of an exceedingly powerful, wise and loving being, your thoughts will also occupy yourselves with it, and you now only live purposefully on earth. You men will have to admit it yourselves that however such thoughts move you or little, you will experience that your fellow men are not to be addressed by you when you want to bring this knowledge to them. You will have recognized that they don't want to think about it, that they reject you as if you were hostile towards them. And you can see in this the evidence that they are still in the fetters of the adversary who will always influence them to close their hearts to the truth when it is brought to them. There is also little prospect to enlighten fellow men in the spiritual field. Their thoughts are predominantly turned towards the world and earthly goods, and every spiritually directed thought they reject because it worries them and hinders them in their desire for the world. Very occasionally also men break away from the fetters of my opponent by them listening to you and thinking, and then there is already the possibility that light beings intervene and can direct their thinking right. Then man will demand to know more, and then he will also receive answers to the questions, which he mentally asks. And for the sake of these few I again and again give you the assignment to be tirelessly active, to offer your spiritual knowledge to fellow men and to undauntedly carry out vineyard work despite apparent failures, which always only consists of informing fellow men of my work on and in you and to spread the spiritual results. Anyone who once immerses himself in the knowledge which my great love imparts to you will now also understand the meaning and purpose of creation and of the human being himself, and this knowledge alone will make him happy, because only then will it give his life the right content. Plus the awareness that the human being is loved by the being which called him into being. That this being wants to bestow supreme beatitude upon him will make him happy and make him seek frequent contact. And I will offer myself to him as a guide and always turn my love towards him so that he will recognize me and also learn to love me. Therefore I reveal myself again and again and only want that my revelations are also passed on to fellow men, that also these feel addressed by me and now also consciously strive towards me, that they are anxious to lead a life in my will, that they seek to fulfill my commandments and therefore live in love, and through love now also establish the bond with me. The extensive knowledge, which is sent to you, gives you information about my nature, my work and my plan of salvation from eternity, which only aims at the return of the spiritual, which once fell away from me. You humans only know little about it, and that is why there is also only little love for me in you. But if you become enlightened about my nature and about my eternal plan of salvation, then the love spark can be ignited in you, and you feel drawn towards me, whom you recognize as love, wisdom and power, and then my love already draws you, which longs for your approach to me, to be able to make you happy unlimitedly. That knowledge breaks through and chases away the darkness of spirit, in which you walk. It becomes light even in you, and in this light you feel well and no longer desire back darkness. For the light goes out from me, while my adversary is the prince of darkness. And as long as you are completely ignorant, as long as it is still dark in you, my opponent still has you in his power. But if you desire light, then you also desire me, and then I can give you light, because your desire proves the voluntary turning towards me, which my opponent cannot prevent, but which I reward, in that I now take possession of you and will illuminate you always more, because I now can radiate through you again with my love through your free will, which is meant for me. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. This applies to all of you men, that you are to listen to my messengers when they come to you and want to bring you knowledge, which will truly make you happy, because knowledge is light, and every light is preferable to darkness. Man will feel it beneficially and desire ever brighter light. And his desire will be fulfilled, for Roman 1, who am the light from eternity, do not deny myself to any being who wants to enter my light. I radiate the light, and everyone who opens himself will be touched by my ray of love light. I reveal myself to everyone, and everyone can become knowledgeable because he is truthfully instructed by me myself as soon as he only desires light. Amen.